Talking today with Jeff Scott. Jeff, of course, from Pond Creek, and you're just back from Washington, D.C., Jeff. You went on behalf of some of our canola producers here in the state. Why the trip, first of all?
Well, we've just got some concerns with the way the Farm Bill is shaping up, some of the things that were prepared for the Super Committee, and we've got grave concerns on certain provisions of the Farm Bill, as it's been reported, that would have, we feel like, have a huge effect on rotating crops. And so we just wanted to go up and discuss how important a crop rotation, where we rotate with canola, but there's many other crops grown in the state, and just maintaining that diversity.
I know that one of the things they talked about was some recoupling of farm program payments, which direct farm program payments are decoupled, and I know that that's one of the big contrasts.
Yes, I think that going back to the 1980s and 90s programs of recoupling farm programs and a target price system, you know, we're in the 21st century. I think we need to move forward from that. I think that will have great damage on crop rotation and biodiversity within our country's farmland.
Who all did you have a chance to meet with?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot there.
What's some highlights?
Congressman Lucas came in with us for a few minutes. We spent quite a bit of time with his staffers, Senator Roberts' staff, Colin Peterson's staff, Stabenow's staff. You know, we had a good mix, met with about 8 or 9 different legislators, staff members, and you know, kind of gave our viewpoints and what we as a group feel that will be good for you know, farm programs for not only Oklahoma and Kansas, but for the entire nation. I think we've got to write a farm bill for the nation.
I know that we've seen some publicly made statements by Congressman or by Senator Roberts, especially regarding his desire not to get into this recoupling situation. So you have some supporters there in Congress, sounds like.
Yes, and you know, it's so important that there in 96, you know, with the Freedom to Farm Act, that we have been able to come out here and practice what our land-grant universities and our NRCS agencies have been preaching to us for years. We've got to diversify our cropping systems. We've got to go show good husbandry to our crops. And having this mix, cleaning up our feral rye, grassy weeds, and things like that, that has really turned my farm around and the other gentlemen that traveled to D.C. with me, is of utmost importance that we maintain the ability to rotate crops and have planting flexibility, not get recoupled to a program that forces us to farm the program and grow wheat from the center of the road to the center of the road.
Literally, Freedom to Farm was one of the reasons we were able to get canola into the mix.
Yes, canola and many other crops, Ron. You know, we primarily carry a wheat base in Oklahoma. You know, we've got base acres in different areas for, you know, cotton, peanuts, whatever, but predominantly we're a wheat-growing state. And the Freedom to Farm Bill of 96 is what opened the doors for us to come in and try new crops, try new options, and find something that works for us on an individual farm level. For me, it's canola. Been very successful. It's turned the financial system of my farm around, and I do not want to lose the ability to rotate crops.